So apparently AI is now deciding when your avocados get picked, how they travel, and why half of them still arrive too hard or too mushy. And somehow that's actually progress. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right. Story number one. The quiet AI revolution happening in your grocery store that nobody's talking about. While we've all been obsessed with ChatGPT writing our emails, artificial intelligence has been completely transforming how food gets from farms to your fridge. Here's what's happening. Companies across the food supply chain, from massive agricultural operations to your local grocery store, are deploying AI systems that can predict exactly how much inventory they need, track products in real time, and even detect food safety issues before they become problems. The results are, honestly, kind of stunning. Some companies are reporting forecast accuracy improvements of 80 to 90%. That means less food waste, lower prices, and fewer of those annoying moments when you go to the store and they're mysteriously out of exactly what you needed. Here's where it gets interesting, though. Despite these impressive results, there's a strange lack of major venture capital flowing specifically into food supply chain AI. The big money is still going to general supply chain companies like Four Kites and Project 44, which raised hundreds of millions from Tiger Global and Goldman Sachs. But dedicated food supply AI startups? Crickets. And this matters because food isn't just another widget. It spoils, it varies by season, it's affected by weather and pests and a million other variables. Generic supply chain AI just doesn't cut it for something as complex as food. But here's the thing. While venture capitalists haven't quite figured out the food supply chain opportunity, big tech absolutely has. Google Cloud is partnering with food companies to optimize their supply chains. Microsoft Azure is working with giants like Walmart on blockchain AI tracking systems. And Amazon AWS is adapting its logistics AI specifically for food. What's fascinating is how these systems are changing the fundamental economics of fresh food. Take companies like Appeal Sciences, which has raised over $250 million from Andreessen Horowitz. They're using AI analytics with special plant-based coatings to extend the shelf life of produce. This isn't just a nice-to-have, it's potentially transformative for reducing the estimated 30-40% of food that gets wasted globally. The public reaction to all this has been cautiously positive. Industry publications are practically giddy about the improved efficiency and reduced waste. But there's also healthy skepticism about data privacy, over-reliance on AI systems, and the potential impact on jobs in logistics and quality control. I mean, think about it. When an algorithm decides how much food to order, when to ship it, and which items might be spoiling, what happens when that algorithm gets it wrong or when the data it's trained on doesn't account for sudden changes in consumer behavior? Quick hits before we go. Teve, a company making AI-powered trackers for perishable foods, has secured around $100 million in funding from firms like CRV. Aerostream is using AI to help restaurants predict inventory needs, backed by EQT Ventures. And NVIDIA's GPUs are now powering computer vision systems that can detect defects in food processing plants with superhuman accuracy. When we pull back and look at the big picture, what's happening in food supply chain AI represents something profound about how artificial intelligence is changing our world. It's not just about flashy consumer apps or replacing creative jobs. It's about making essential systems work better, reducing waste, improving safety, and making our food system more resilient. In a world where we need to feed billions more people in the coming decades while reducing our environmental impact, these invisible AI systems working behind the scenes might ultimately matter more than the chatbots getting all the headlines. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.